Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The Last Word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
A scheme to encourage the redevelopment of rundown properties for homes and businesses in urban centres has now been extended to five new towns. It's the Living City Initiative, which is already in place in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, Waterford and Kilkenny, will now apply from today to Athlone, Drogheda, Dundalk, Letterkenny and Sligo Town. The scheme will offer tax relief for the refurbishment and conversion of buildings from residential or commercial use, including partial conversions for over-the-shop living as well. To discuss the story, we've got John McGann, Chief Executive of Dundalk Chamber of Commerce in studio with me, and Jude Sherry is also here, who is Founder and Director of Anish. You're both very welcome to the programme. Just to explain to the listeners about the Living City Initiative, it's a tax incentive scheme essentially, which is looking at tackling vacancy and dereliction in urban centres. That's both residential and commercial. It increases housing supply, or at least that is the hope, through refurbishment and reuse of existing buildings. Jude, if I can ask you first, this scheme has been in place, as I mentioned, for some of those cities for a while now at this stage. Is it something that's been working well so far?
Thanks for having me on. Great to chat today, Will. Yeah, it's good to see this extending out to the other towns and the likes of Drogheda and stuff, which should be really cities as well. I'd like to see it extend out to even further all kind of town centres in Ireland. It is a good scheme. Unfortunately, the uptake has been very low over the last, it's nearly 10 years or just over 10 years in place. And I think by 2023 alone, there was around 500 applications in the country. But with the likes of the Fakin Homes Grant, that's actually has over 17,000 applications or at the moment. So you can see there's quite a difference between the appeal of getting a grant of, you know, a lump sum of money, even after you do the work, after you have to pay all the money out, you get a lump sum of money rather than a tax break over a 10-year period. Clearly seems to be more appealing to people. It is a good scheme. It can lead to, what's good about it, it's wider. It's looking at commercial property uses as well, rather than just homes. And I think that's something that in our town centres, we're losing a lot of the retail. We'd love to see a lot of retail, old retail being converted into like community or creative uses as well. I'm not too sure that this tax relief would apply to those uses rather than retail and services. But that's something, yeah, overall it is something I would like to see more uptake of it anyway.
John, if we can take Dundalk as a case study, I presume there are still quite a few properties that are around, but just before you came on, you were saying that actually some previous practices meant that maybe derelict properties in Dundalk town and the urban centre are maybe not as high as some of the other towns here currently.
Yeah, Dundalk is in quite a unique position that we've done very well in the last 10 years. So in 2015, for example, dereliction within the wider town centre was at 72%. As of today, that's now 15%. If you take Clanbrassil Street, our largest town, it was at 52%. That's down to 5%. That's for two reasons. First of all, is the great work done by Martin McElliott and our local BIDS development company. The second reason is the local council have been actually very good at getting good large-scale urban regeneration projects sent into the government, approved by the government, and all of that money is going back into our town centre, which makes it a very attractive place to go. The one thing that I would say about the Living City Initiative is, Will, it's extremely exciting for Dundalk and exciting for Dundalk Chamber, because at every stage since 2015, we have put our lobbying and our advocacy efforts at the very forefront to have Dundalk put into this scheme. And I'd really like to just take the opportunity to really acknowledge Paddy Malone, who's a board member, a former president. Paddy, at every stage alongside the Chamber, has put in pre-budget submissions, has written policy papers, has advocated with government ministers over the last decade. And it just shows you, especially for people within the Chamber movement and our members, how well Chambers can actually do in terms of advocating at a local level through policy initiatives and getting it actually enacted at a government level. Very briefly, two of the main reasons why I think the Living City Initiative is good. One is for the economy, one is for the supply of housing. So when you take the economy, take a town centre, you're going to actually be able to renovate and rejuvenate space above a shop front. That's really good because you're going to get people back living up above it. That's really good for the street because you're going to go buy your coffee, you're going to buy your newspaper, you're going to have your lunch across the road. It's good for construction in the short term because you're going to create construction jobs, and it's good for the retail and the shops in the long term because you're increasing footfall. In terms of housing, not just about up above the shop front, if you take Dundalk today, the map that was announced, it probably, the map extends for about 2 kilometres-ish north, south, east and west out of the town centre. That takes in about a couple of thousand houses. One of the big differences with this scheme is until the last previous 10 years, you could only apply for it if the house was built after 1975. Mm. It's now 1915. That has taken thousands more houses into it. So again, if I'm a homeowner in Dundalk, if I live in that area, if I have a vacant house, a derelict property, I don't know what to do about it. Not only can I apply for the €70,000 government grant, not only can I apply for the €10,000 SEI grants, I can now apply for the Living City Initiative. And as I mentioned earlier, Dundalk's done very well in the last 10 years, but by being added into the Living City Initiative, because of the lobbying efforts put forward by Dundalk Chamber, we have another vehicle that we can ensure the great work that we've done for the last decade can continue for the decade coming.
Jude, that is quite an extension as well, going from 1975 back to 1915. Automatically, in a lot of these towns, that's going to bring a lot of properties, particularly for residential use, are now going to come into play that wouldn't have previously been there.
Yeah, I think it will help because, unfortunately, we don't actually know for a lot of our buildings when they were built as well. That can often be hard for people to tell. And because we don't have, when it comes to many areas with our built environment, we don't have accurate data on the, you know, the heritage level of them. And when it comes to buildings built in the 70s, often they can be less energy efficient, actually, than some of the heritage buildings, especially ones just built with block. They can be easier to renovate from the point of view of you don't need to go down the lime or breathable material, so it can be more conventional renovations on them. But it is welcome to see that extension into that, into those dates. So it will, as John said, it will widen out the people that can apply. So as John mentioned as well, they can get the vacant homes and derelict grant, they can get the SEAI grant, and now the living cities in those new areas, Drogheda, Dundalk alone, Letterkenny and Sligo. But a big challenge for people buying homes, that's great for people who, you know, who already have the those properties, who maybe haven't done anything with them for a long time, they will get a lot of financial benefit from this. But those who are looking to buy properties still might be facing very high prices, especially for derelict or vacant properties. And that's why we'd like to see more measures come in, maybe to try and push the supply of these properties onto the market for owners who don't want to go down the renovation route themselves, to try and help them put some pressure on them to sell up. So things like compulsory sales orders, for instance, that work very well in other countries. We'd like to see the vacant homes tax extended out to second homes like you have in the UK and in Wales. And we'd like to see the dereliction tax, that the revenue will be starting to collect the dereliction levy. It's going to be transferred into dereliction tax, but we'd like to see that implemented straight away rather than waiting another few years for that.
Because on the face of it, it would make perfect sense for somebody who's willing to take a property that's fallen into disrepair, for them to get the incentive as opposed to the person who is maybe holding the property right now and then thinks about taking this grant just as a way of improving value before selling it on.
Yeah, well, I think anything that brings vacant and derelict properties back into use is welcome. So if owners who have owned these properties for a long time, if they're actually willing to do it now and use these measures that are in place now, I would advise them to do that now before the government starts looking at more use it or lose it methods. And like, we have to start thinking, we have a fuel crisis coming down the line as well. The most sustainable building is the existing building. It's there's research out there that shows it uses about 60% less materials to renovate an existing home. And that depends, you know, to what scale of renovation, what scale the house is in. But you can save a lot more money. It's a lot more sustainable than going onto a greenfield and building new homes as well. So we have a lot of homes that are not being used and that are lying empty in our heritage core town centres, and getting people back into these city and town centres, as John pointed out, it will be a boost for our local economy. People will, as John pointed out, will be able to go to a local coffee shop. They can reduce their car usage as well. So that will save people, you know, living expenses as we face a cost of living crisis as well. Yeah. So there are multiple benefits.
Like, when it comes to this, John, the uptake potentially to be had in Dundalk here? Because I think I'd agree with both of you. Once the scheme has become much wider now and it's taking in towns that previously weren't in there as well, maybe we see more than the 100 applications we had a year, basically 2015 to 2025. What do you think the uptake rate is going to be like in Dundalk?
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite good. I think it's going to be good because we have a very competent local authority, particularly with our Chief Executive, David Conway, and his Deputy Chief Executive, Thomas McAvoy. David had had previous experience with the scheme when he was based in Limerick. So we have quite an advantage from that perspective. But what I would say, two things really. I look at it myself, I'm 35, part of that whole generation that's in the middle of buying a house, you know, whatever with my wife. And I see so many more of my friends are now opting at buying that second-hand home at a lower level, putting money into it through all of these schemes. And the Living City is another example. The one big thing which was just mentioned there is that you have the derelict kind of site tax coming in for vacant properties. That was put forward in the last budget. That's going to be handed over to revenue. The government are going to legislate for that in the next few months. That's going to be 7% of the value of the house. So I think that's going to be a really good stick approach to get people who are just sitting on houses, sitting on homes to say, actually, I need to do something with this or I need to sell it on. Because equally, if you're going to apply for the vacant property grant, you can now, 2 years ago, you couldn't do this. You can now apply for it if you're going to rent it out at the same time. So it's a whole, I suppose, not just government, but a whole government and societal approach to how can we best get vacant houses, vacant premises, derelict properties back on stream for people to live on. And there's no magic bullet. It's actually a series of five or six efforts. And the Living City Initiative is just one of those efforts. So look, I'm very excited about it. I'm excited for Dundalk. It's something we've worked incredibly hard to actually get on the scheme for. It's a pity it's taken 10 years, but it just shows that continued lobbying, continued persistence, going through the proper channels of policy submissions, pre-budget submissions works. And I think it's a very good win for the Dundalk Chamber that we're able to succeed with this.
John McGann from the Dundalk Chamber of Commerce and also Jude Sherry, the founder and director of Inishmay. Thanks for joining us on The Last Word on this Friday.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.